PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. I am the Info Warrior. We got the blog up today, by the way. I'm going to be reading you. I posted a couple of stories. I might read one or two of them. You know, all of them. We'll call it Bobby Bloggins with Jason Burmes, because I officially am now going to be blogging all the time. But this one's just heating me right up, right off the bat. We're going to be just doing news and blitzing through your phone calls, so we're going to probably do a half an hour of news, and then we'll take your phone calls in the second half of the hour. Phone line is 866-582-9933. It's 866-582-9933, but I'm sure this is going to be a huge story over at Prison Planet and InfoWars later tonight or early tomorrow. This is out of Reuters. Lawyers seek global forum to handle Madoff cases. A coalition of lawyers called for a new international forum on Monday to handle legal issues spurred by the purported $50 billion fraud of once-respected Wall Street trader Bernard Madoff. $50 billion's nothing, folks. These guys are stealing trillions right now. It's like they're having money fights while you're losing your home. Like, really. It's that bad. It's really like Mr. Burns and Smithers having a money fight right now. I mean, they're tossing in each other's face. And they're talking about this fit. I was wondering, everybody's always asking, well, what's up with Bernie Madoff? And I've always said, you know, this is a low-level criminal guy. They had to throw somebody out to dry. He probably won't do that much time at all. No, there's a big plan for Bernie Madoff. He's bringing in the global banking system right now. Let me read you the second paragraph. Known as the Madoff Case Global Alliance of Law Firms, the group is pushing for the creation of an international finance court. Do you see what I'm saying here? An international finance court. Here it is. Here it is. It's the global banking system Jones told you about 15 years ago. It's right in your face. Because look, they have to handle the Madoff-related and other complex financial services litigation. See, this is going to be set up to make sure that all the little guys go down or under or become amalgamated into their system if they're not already. Deeper into their system while they consolidate power. Okay, this is... Oh, man, this just makes me so... I'm very angry. Just unbelievable. And this intertwines with all this other stuff. We got HSBC dives 24% in HK by rights issue. That's Hong Kong, by the way. And that's yet another bank going down. We just reported, I believe it was on either Jones's show or my show on Friday, that the UK bought up 75% of Lloyds. The bank, it's over, guys. We're all socialists now, and they're coming out and telling you. There it is. Hey, PrisonPlanet.tv. Hey, how's that? How do you like that? Look, Fox News. This is their end of the propaganda, okay? Is the economic crisis Obama's 9/11? You see what they do? They set up these crises right in the beginning of these guys' terms in office. You're sympathetic to them. And we need a global system. We had Gordon Brown at the Capitol preaching a new global banking system. Our entire Congress sits up there. Yes. Gordon, oh my God. Brilliant. Yes. Calls for a global currency. Has been calling for a new world order since before he was the prime minister. It's all over the place. And now Bernie Madoff to bring in the new international banking order. It's too complicated otherwise, folks. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping, and can keep you from enjoying your life until you try Uricinex. Uricinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Uricinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief. For the past 4 years, Uricinex has helped people just like you from all over the world, with millions shipped to date. Call 1-888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 1-888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That website is the number 4FITLEGS.com. And remember, ask how you can get Urisinex for free today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
And we are back. It is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And we're leading with this story because it's probably the biggest story out there right now. It's the most important. Lawyers see global forum to handle Madoff cases. So in other words, they need to set up a new global. It's all about globalism. I don't know why people can't get behind this. Like, it's so easy to figure out. They're consolidating the power. Globalism on its face, it sounds great. You know? It's like a gravy train with biscuit wheels on its face. We're all going to do better. We're all going to live better. We're all going to sing and dance in harmony. One world, one human race. It sounds great on its face. But what this really is about is setting up a forum with the Rockefellers on one end and the Rothschilds on the other, and they squeeze all the small banks and they go on after all their competitors and they just like squeeze them until they have it all. And then anybody who tries to oppose them, they're now the new global forum to discuss anything banking that's illegal. It's unbelievable to me. So Bernie Madoff is going to be used in a puppet to bring in a world banking quote-unquote forum. It's going to be a new legal institution. That's what it's going to be. Makes me sick. Makes me ill. And this comes in at the same time that they're saying only a global fix will do for the environment. See, they want to cast a society, and that's going to dovetail into my little blog spot, infowarrior.infowars.com. That's infowarrior.infowars.com. And here it is. Only a global fix will do. We must now meet the recession head on and agree collective action at the all-important G20. Okay, so remember, Obama's going to meet the Queen in private before the G20. Remember, the Queen in private. You know, but the royal family, they don't have any power. You know, Obama's just going to meet the Queen, you know, maybe be her groom of the stool, as we would say in the office. Look that one up, I'm sure. I'm going to get a lot of comments on that. And really just saying, "What, Queensy, what do you want? What do we need to get done at this G20? And again, everyone is saying only a global solution will do. Only global solutions, that's it. And then there's this story, climate change accelerates water hunt in the U.S. It's all this fear-mongering that there won't be enough water, it'll be too much, there'll be floods, and everybody's going to die. And then we have Pelosi backing higher U.S. ethanol to gasoline blend. Now, ethanol, also not good for your car. Most gasoline cut with at least 10% ethanol now. It'll probably be up to 20%. Again, not good for your car. Perpetuates the lie of peak oil, the hoax of peak oil, to make you feel sympathetic towards the elites and the oil company. Oh, we're running out. We got to figure something. Corn's the answer. Jason, you're bad. You're very bad. You're against ethanol? How could you be? It's all about control. They have enough gasoline for everybody. Listen to Lindsey Williams. I mean, he's telling you the truth. They're going to bankrupt the other nations because we do have so much gasoline now that we've taken over, you know, Iraq, the second largest oil producing country in the world. Weird. It's weird we're doing this now after we built all the pipelines in Afghanistan. But that's a conspiracy theory. How dare I? How dare I? So global solution to the economy, global solution to global warming or climate change or whatever they're calling it now. And now, through Bernie Madoff, we're going to have a global international banking forum. That's just awesome. In this cashless society control grid. Because that's what it's about. It's about charging you for carbon taxes. And for driving on the road. Let me read you my latest blog. It's over at infowarrior.infowars.com, entitled, "Don't Stop Believin'." Oh. It's a little Journey reference for those that aren't hip to classic rock. "It seems like every time I try to relate the idea of a cashless control grid used to track and trace our every move, some jackass chimes in to say that I should be wearing a tinfoil hat. Well, saddle up, partner, and fashion yourself one out of Reynolds wrap, because these are commercials running in Orange County, California, promoting license plate scanning cameras to automatically scan and charge you for driving on automated toll roads. They use the guise of both saving the environment, of course, and your precious time. After all, nobody wants to be late for American Idol. Thanks, IBM. This is the best thing since you fashioned the Nazis with tabulators during the Holocaust." So why don't we just play that little delicious video over there where they're like, "You know what's going to be cool? Man, I hate being on the road so long. I hate stopping at those toll roads. You know what's a great idea? Automated scanners." They'll just charge me whenever. They'll know exactly where I am. They'll track and trace me. It's great. It's the best thing. It's what we need. It's a global solution. So let's see if we can get this going. But, you know, IBM, again, helped the Nazis during the Holocaust. Those that don't know, they not only did business with them, they fashioned them with the tabulating system. They basically take the person's information, and then, depending on how long they could work, how healthy they were, whether they're a man or a woman, they would decide when or if they would be moved to the death camps or killed. All right, so let's play it, guys.
"I hate traffic.
I must spend about an hour to a day in traffic.
20 minutes, at least an hour and a half.
Americans waste 4.2 billion hours a year stuck in traffic.
Nobody likes traffic.
Every year, traffic congestion wastes 58 supertankers of fuel.
What can you do about it?
I heard Stockholm put in a smart toll system.
Hey, for that.
You'd look at near me 20%.
Do that here and we can save a lot of gas.
2 billion liters of petrol.
And time.
That's what I'm working on. I'm an IBMer.
Let's build
a smarter planet.
Oh, a smarter planet for automated toll roads to save the environment and your time. Propaganda at its highest levels. I mean, is anybody out there dumb enough to think it's a good idea to put automated toll road systems that scan your license plate every time you pass them? Does anybody out there think that? I mean, is that really, you save your time and save the environment? Come on, man. That is like the thinnest veil of propaganda I think I've ever seen. They show you the cool tech age. Yeah, all right. I'm not going to be stuck in traffic anymore. Scan away. Oh, man. I want to punch that guy in the nose. I mean, seriously, the haircut alone makes you want to punch him in the nose, right? And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I hope you want to punch him in the nose, too. You shouldn't even take the gig. I know you're an actor, and you're just trying to make it in Hollywood, and you got a weird foreign voice, so they hired you. See, it's integrating. See, they said it was in Stockholm. It's a global planet. It's only going to be a global solution, guys. G20 global. It's got to go global. Only a global fix will do. That's it. Just global. And you know what? Bernie Madoff, he's gonna be the guy that brings in this global forum to handle his case, and then every other banking case. What, you know, what's the Securities and Exchange Commission for anymore? Let's just abolish that and, you know, give it over to the UN. That's the smart thing to do. You know what? How about we just put a crown on the head of David Rockefeller and give him like a big cape, and he can live or die, and it's like thumbs up or down. Like he's Caesar. Because that's what you're doing if you let them have a new international global forum. They already have the Federal Reserve System, which is a demon amongst itself. But with these bailouts and the economy continuing to slide, guys, it's not going anywhere. So many people are going to lose their jobs and their homes. It's coming. I mean, it is. For instance, I just got off the phone with my buddy about 2 hours ago. I haven't talked to him since right after Christmas. It's my friend that went over to Iraq. He's in the National Guard, and he works in the printing business down in Virginia. And he's like, yeah, man, it's not so great. In January, they started laying off a lot of people, and I still don't know if I'm going to keep my job or not. It's like, I don't really know what I'm going to do. And I'm like, wow, man. I'm like, and I just told him, I'm like, look, man, we talked about this. I told you they were going to blow out the economy. He's like, yeah, I know. I just can't believe they're doing it. I'm like, how can you not believe it, man? They sent you to the desert to protect, you know, the resources that they stole. He's like, oh, man, I can't believe. I thought this guy was going to change things. You know, I'm sure he voted Obama. We didn't really get into it, but, you know, it's depressing when you think about it that you can't reach sometimes the ones that you love most. But, you know, hopefully he'll come around. Hopefully he's going to make it through this crisis. Hopefully a lot of good people are going to make it through this crisis. Hopefully a lot of people are going to try to fight this crisis. That'd be the nicest thing. That'd be the best thing for everybody, to man up and stop worrying about, you know, I know March Madness is coming. Well, it's really here because it's March. But, you know, I know the big tournament's on its way, and it's a great time to eat some chicken wings and slather yourself in chips and dip. But there's some real things going on right now. Some actual stuff. You know, like a global banking system being created. A new world order being talked about by world leaders that are getting standing ovations in your Congress. Gordon Brown. You know, Gordon Brown, he kind of looks like a, I don't know, like a reject from the Muppets. Like his puppet didn't just quite not make it there because it was too creepy. He's got like big shoulders and big teeth, and like his ears are that of like they're cartoonishly big. I mean, I don't know. It's tough to tell when he's like at an angle how frumpy he is, but he is puppet frumpy. I picture him like next to the two old men in the theater that are always just unhappy with everything. Maybe that's just me on a little bit of a rant. All right, let's shift gears to some internet news. I found this kind of interesting. Google Earth uncovers British nuclear sub-base missile facility. Now, I think Google Earth's great. Got some flack earlier for showing some pictures of Area 51 that were supposed to be classified, and they were later taken down and smudged up. But I want to get into internet censorship on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increased root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again. And again, and again, and again.
All right, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Remember, we got a new blog over at infowarrior.infowars.com, and I'm probably going to post that Bernie Madoff story right after the radio show, because that's a big, big story. They're going to use the Madoff case to bring in some kind of a new global banking forum. A new global banking court, and that should be all over the place. It's very, very important. But shifting gears to this internet censorship I'm talking about, Google Earth uncovers British nuclear sub-base missile facility. Now, Google Earth is pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I love it. You want to know where you're moving to and you have the address? You can be in another state. It doesn't matter. You can see the landmass. It's kind of creepy, though, too, because now we honestly live in a time that is very easy for somebody with just a minimal amount of information about you to get a real big picture of where you live, where the escape routes are, how far you are from things. and really commit crime against you. I mean, let's face it. Now, this in the hand of a tyrannical government is just another thing that's off the hook. But the big deal is here, well, you have the exact longitude and latitude of this submarine. Can you guys bring up that Google Earth image and zoom in? And just show the kids at home that have the PrisonPlanet.tv but haven't used the Google Earth yet, how it works. Or the people watching over at YouTube. Now get in on that submarine right over there. No, over to the left. Over to the left. That's the thing in the water. But yeah, already you can kind of see the detail there. There he is. There it is. All right. So obviously this poses a security risk. I'm not an idiot, okay? You tell the enemy where your nuclear facilities are and you make them a target, an open target. That's probably a bad idea. But what they're going to use this as and say, well, we need to restrict the internet. Instead of just putting a small regulation on things like that, and, you know, obviously where there's sensitive information, perhaps there should be a false, you know, Google Earth image. I mean, I'm not stupid. You know, they did censor those Area 51 pics, or one of those restricted. We should pull that up, too. But that was a while back. That was about 18 months ago that there was some Google images out there of military facilities that were not supposed to be out there. But just another example, and this is kind of an example of how the media will switch on you. You know, during a time when a Republican's in office, you know, Fox is really the main propaganda arm and revealing the least amount of truth. But as soon as a Democrat's in there, Fox is going to actually reveal a lot more truth. But a lot of people won't buy into it because they know that Fox sold them down the river the last 8 years. Or vice versa. You know, MSNBC will report a lot of the horrors of the Bush administration. But now that Obama's in, it's like, you know, it's rainbows and unicorns and fairy tales and gold and diamond-studded platinum. That's how they do it. But here Fox News is admitting something that I think is really important. Obama's Wikipedia page distances president from Wright and Ayers. Now, who cares about his relationship with Reverend Wright? We all know it was there. You would have to be a fool to think that was a distant relationship. Now, Ayers, on the other hand, one of the former weathermen, an actual terrorist, and probably an FBI provocateur, folks, let's be real, he did have a relationship with. And what this shows is that a mainline site like Wikipedia, who, you know, censors the stuff on the Loose Change Wikipedia page all the time, I mean, I can't tell you how many, you know, dishonest things they've put in there, or you try to counter the point and they erase it. And we've done stories about the Berry Brigades, but this is real. Internet censorship on big sites like Wikipedia, right here, okay, like YouTube and like Google Video, happen. It's not made up, okay? No one's hyping it up. It's actually happening. They will reset your views. They will pull you off their site. I had somebody email me. I can't believe this, but it's probably true. They uploaded one of the InfoWarrior shows that we broadcast here at PrisonPlanet.tv every day up to Google Video, and they immediately took it down. Why? We're hoping that happens. We want you to put the whole show up. You know, right now we're posting little blurbs. I think right now me hosting Alex on Fridays up there, and then the first part of my interview with Eye of the Phoenix over at InfoWarrior.InfoWars.com. But we want you to post the whole thing. That's what this is about. It is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to be taking your calls on the other side. It's 866-582-9933.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Folks, we're back. It's the Info Warrior and a little DMB for you. You know, that's about as jammy as I get for a band. I do like Dave Matthews. I saw him once at Woodstock 99. I know there's those people that love to follow Dave and whatever. Now, as much as I dislike jam bands and especially Fish, okay, I'm not a Fish fan. I got to tell you, folks, don't like them that much. Hate me if you will. Not into their music. But they recently got back together. And the police saw this as just an opportunity to go after the little guy. To go after the users, I guess. And the drug war. That's right. This is America. There's a new show out called DEA. This is the drug war. Now, they seized 1.2 mil in illegal drugs and 68 Gs. Okay? And these are Fish fans. You know, like, these are the people that actually sell, like, grilled cheese sandwiches to try to bum a joint off of some hippie. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. Well, I think Jaron's getting offended. I think he likes Fish. Yeah, he does. Jaron, did I offend you? I think that there's a tear rolling down his right eye. I'm sorry, buddy. We could still be friends. Anyway. Listen, 194 Fish fans during the three-night celebration of the band's return to the stage after nearly five-year absence. That's 100... That means in less than 200 people, they took 1.2 mil in drugs and 68 Gs. Man, going after the little drug dealer. They don't go after the cartels, folks. So all these people will be in new programs, whether they got caught with like a joint or some psychedelics or they intended to distribute or not. It's ridiculousness. Remember, the call in line is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment. But to reiterate this whole New World Order, UN agency needs more funding to tackle extremist groups with nuclear weapons. Notice it's not just terrorists, it's now extremist groups, okay, with nuclear weapons. What extremist groups other than governments have nuclear weapons? Please tell me. Or rogue members of government. Give me a break. Extremist groups that possess nuclear weapons or materials will be the number one security threat facing the world in the coming years, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday. So we have to help the UN. It's about global government. Don't you understand? The only person that's talking about this is Lou Dobbs. Dobbs is laying it on the line. 6 days ago on CNN, he called it what it was, Gordon Brown's and Barack Obama's. The new Obamanomics, folks, is a new world order. It's a new global banking system. It's a cartel with more power than ever. Let's just play the clip for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and you can listen along at home, all the InfoWars kids out there. Obama's new world order, here it is.
News, debate, and opinion for Tuesday, March 3rd. Live from New York, Lou Dobbs.
Good evening, everybody. President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis. President Obama said globalization can be an enormous force for good. Prime Minister Brown again pushing for what he calls a global new deal, paid for by the United States, of course. And Budget Director Peter Orszag saying budget deficits could amount to $2 trillion more if Congress doesn't pass the president's budget. Ed Henry reports now from the White House on the summit meeting between President Obama and Prime Minister Brown.
A meeting of the U.S. President and British Prime Minister used to mean talk of war and peace, but it's all about the global economic meltdown now.
My main message to the American people is to just recognize that we dug a very deep hole for ourselves. There were a lot of bad decisions that were made. We are cleaning up that mess. It's
with a new world order.
Be sort of full of fits and starts in terms of getting the mess cleaned up, but it's going to get cleaned up.
Prime Minister Gordon Brown is wounded at home and wanted a full-fledged news conference to stand beside a popular new leader. Instead, Brown got a more low-key meeting in the Oval Office. And yet, unlike Tony Blair, he didn't seem to mind being considered the American president's poodle.
And I think the history books
will record. They try to insult the guy. Let's stop the clip.
What he has done in his first...
They try to belittle him and stomp on his ego a little bit. But at the same time, he's the one that's calling for a new world order all over the place. And Obama's a little bit more low-key. And they act like, oh, he needed a full-fledged press conference. He stood before Congress. He's sitting down. That is a press that looks more casual. He looks more likable, less like a Muppet. I mean, oh my God, man. People are ridiculous out there. All right, we're going to take your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Eric in Philly. Eric, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Jason? What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just doing a little radio/PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, I think I'm a little jealous of you, bro.
Why is that, man?
I don't know, man. You're just living the life up there, man. I want to talk about our soldiers.
Okay.
And like how they get that PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that the best medicine, the best treatment for them is actually cannabis.
Okay. Possible. Of course. I mean, let's be honest. The drug companies don't want to compete with marijuana because there aren't any long-term side effects other than what's in your lungs if you smoke too much of it or if you coat it in like a tobacco or something like that. If you get a vaporizer, it's very healthy for you.
THC cures cancer.
Well, I'm not going to go that far, my man. You know, I mean, I'm not a doctor. You know, people will talk about how they think it's manna from the Bible and it's this super force. I know that, you know, hemp itself, not THC, can be used for all sorts of things other than, you know, paper. I mean, Ford built a car out of it. okay? No one ever talks about that.
Prohibition.
Well, not only prohibition. Go ahead.
He had caused one on ethanol, mm-hmm. and the Rockefellers didn't want that because, you know, they're scum.
They are scum, my friend.
Jason, well, I just want to say, those people. I hate those New World Order people.
It's just insane to me. But let's talk about something else that hemp could do. Back in the day, Hearst did not want any kind of competition on their paper market. So they went after marijuana and hemp and made it illegal because they had the corner market on lumber. Okay, and we know Hearst are like cutthroat families, man. I mean, as much as Deadwood, the show, was dramatized, in like the end of the second season, beginning of the third season, it was all about Hearst coming in and buying up the newspapers and doing his own propaganda and then making backdoor deals and having people killed. I mean, that's how it really rolled. I mean, these people want to keep their dynasties. You know what I'm saying? And they are cutthroat. I hate them too, man. Listen, this is the big story out there, and I want to get this one out there. I thank you for the call, Eric. It is lawyers seek global forum to handle Madoff cases. Now, why is this so important? Because they're using a very public banking scam, Ponzi scheme, to bring about a new global international forum or court, which is going to be the New World Order court system. That's what this is. This is the New World Order court system coming out right in your face. A coalition of lawyers called for a new international forum on Monday to handle legal issues spurred by the purported $50 billion fraud of once respected Wall Street trader Bernard Madoff. Meanwhile, the people that stole hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars will sit at the heads of these courts, or their puppets will. It makes me sick. Call in line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Mitch in North Carolina.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I'm calling from North Carolina. I'm relatively new to a lot of this information. I'm interested. I've been noticing a lot of these, I guess they call them chemtrails in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they're, this past couple of weeks is driving me crazy. It just seemed like they're really...
up in the game?
up in it. I mean, I go up through drive through across North Carolina for the work I do, and I just notice in particular areas, over certain areas, it's just like there was one area I drove through, and it was like there was 30, I think I counted about 30 streams across the sky. I mean, you could just sit there and count them.
Yeah, and they disperse into these cloud shapes, and they do crisscross patterns, but they don't exist because, obviously, you know, the government hasn't come out and said that they exist, so they don't exist. There's a chick named, I call her a chick, Rosalind Peterson. She's a grandmother, and she's done probably the most extensive work on this. A lot of people have been calling in on this subject and asking where to go, and it's skywatch.org, guys, or is it skywatch.com? Bring up one of those websites. I think it's skywatch.org for the prisonplanet.tv members. I'm sorry if I'm not perfect, folks. I got some heat the other day for not knowing the Australian and the Canadian prime ministers offhand. You know, I can't keep it all in my brain, but Peterson does some excellent work. She won't even call them chemtrails. She doesn't want to be, quote-unquote, in the realm of conspiracy. She calls them a separate type of comtrail, but she has actually gotten on the local news and taken samples of these things, and they have high levels of aluminum oxide, high levels of barium. Why do they have these metals in them? Well, the same types of minerals are found, or not minerals, actually it might be minerals. They're found in weather mods. Now, is it just weather mods? I'm not sure. Can we pull that up, guys? Skywatch.org? Do you guys have that? Rosalind Peterson? Yeah, I think that's it right there. So if you go to Skywatch, she's done just a ton of stuff. That's skywatch.com. I don't think that's the right one. Guys, that's an astronomy website.
It's just really amazing. I can sit there, I can just stand there and watch them go across the sky. They go way down, they go out of sight, and then they come back in the other direction. It's like...
The thing is that they have teams of two and three and sometimes four of these planes in an area where you can see, especially if there's a... No, that's not it either. I don't know, guys. I'll look for it in the break. But, yeah, I mean, they're obviously – this is what I said earlier. I said, hey, why doesn't one of these pilots come out and tell them what they're doing? These guys are probably told, oh, this is a program to combat global warming. It's for everybody's good, but we can't talk about it. And if you do have to talk about it, this is what you say about it. It's a classified program. So I don't think we're going to know for quite some time exactly what they are. even if we ever find out. But I assure you, they're going to tell us it's for our own good. I thank you for the call, Mitch. And you know what? They're going to use, global climate change crisis as an excuse. That's what it's there for, so that they can plausibly deny poisoning all of us in the skies and say, oh, well, you know, global warming's real. We got to put these things up there. If we don't, we're all going to heat up and die. We're all going to turn into, chicken strips. We're going to be deep fried, guys. Don't you understand? Dip me in barbecue sauce. The UN must be right on climate change. You know what will protect us? If they start giving us a carbon tax. I'm at this party this weekend. Yes, I do socialize every once in a while. I don't know any of these people. I'm new. But this girl is in there, and she's talking up all this environmental nonsense. And she's like, well, I don't really care what you think as long as you're not going to have children. And I'm like, well, I really do care what you think because you do have children. And you are just so misinformed about what the environmental movement is about. You have no idea. And I try to explain to her it's about a carbon tax and them charging you for everything you do, from driving in your car. I mean, we played the plate scanning thing today. They don't want a cashless society control grid. They're only trying to put a cashless license plate scanning system in for everybody. For everybody. They're going to scan your plate and you get a bill. Oh, it's a lot easier if we don't have to give you a bill if you just have a chip in your arm and an account with us. And, you know, we'll give discounts to the people that, you know, have their chip in their arm and they carpool, because these dangerous gases are just killing the environment. And I used to be one of these global warming suckers. Like, that was a really tough thing for me to get past. Like, when I'm watching Alex Jones's Road to Tyranny, and then the tail end of it, he's telling you how the environmental movement is a scam, and ultimately all this globalization is about getting you to pay a carbon tax. And I'm like, come on, Alex. That is just so far-fetched. How are they ever going to get people to even think of a carbon credit system? Then comes along Al Gore, look at my movie, and all he gets a Nobel Prize for the thing. I mean, people worshipped his global warming movie and gave him let's put it into perspective, folks, a Nobel Prize. Can you imagine if I had a Nobel Prize? I'd be rocking that thing around my neck every day. I'd be doing it like G-Unit style all the time. This guy makes a phony movie about Johnny Nonsense and his plan to kill the world. You know, literally, I think Jones puts it in a great thing. Chicken Little scenarios of the sky is going to fall. And he gets a Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, I bet you that's worth something on eBay. I mean, God. And they're selling this idea. And then he actually has this company that's going to distribute this carbon credit system. And just like we can't see why they find bird flu in the vaccinations, and the president has all this stock in Tamiflu. Yeah, you know, in that bird flu vaccination, I think it'd be a really great idea if we put two strains of bird flu and another strain of flu in it. I think that'd really be healthy. Probably boost sales. What do you think? Yeah, sounds good. Let's do it. All right, let's do it. Thank you, Baxter International. That's been the big story since last week. I don't want people to forget that story, but really this lawyer seeking a global forum to handle Madoff case, you know, the global banking court system run by the globalist bankers. Isn't that just lovely? It sounds great, doesn't it? But it's, you know why that happened, guys? Because we're dumb. Let me tell you how dumb we are. Got about a minute towards break. Nazi death camp Auschwitz mistaken for beer. This is how dumb we are. Some of Britain's school kids think Auschwitz is a type of beer rather than a Nazi death camp, according to a new study. You ready? A survey of around 1,000 high school students aged 11 to 16 found 10% of youngsters were unsure of what it was, and 2% thought it was a brand of beer. 1% thought it was a type of bread. Actually, you know what? 10% of youngsters, I'm actually amazed that it was that low. In America, I would think it would be even higher, that people would think that, you know, Auschwitz was a beer. We are not surprised by the results, although we are disappointed. Unbelievable. I'm actually shocked that they 90% correct, huh? I mean, that's I know, how is she might be dumber than the kids. I mean, if she's not surprised by the results. I mean, that's actually, I guarantee if we went onto the streets of Austin, 90% would get it right? No way. Maybe 40. I'd say, especially if we went out on, like, on a Saturday night on 6th Street. We got to do, you know... You know what? That's going to be a new Burmese segment, I think. We're going to do the Burmese segment Saturday night on 6th Street with Burmese. And we're going to find out how smart people are in a party atmosphere. It might be a little handicapped, but we'll see. All right, folks, we'll be back with your calls. It's 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Society control grid for the kids. That's what they want. I don't want to, you know, I was just discussing with Paul on the outside there, you know, the carbon credit system that they're going to give, they're going to use it to hoard a lot of the resources, and they're probably going to even have subdivisions of these carbon credits and what you'll be able to spend them on. They'll be like subcategories, so if you're really good, you know, it'll have this subcategory of carbon credits that allow you to have like leisure stuff. Whereas if you're not, they'll never even give you that. You'll have to, they'll be upper echelons of slaves, don't worry, with your little chip. The good slaves will be able to maybe live an almost middle-class lifestyle, sort of, kind of. The really good ones. The real, we love you, Alito, I beg you. All right. Call-in line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Jason in New Hampshire. Jason, what's on your mind?
How's it going, Jason? Love the radio show, man.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, one of the things I've been thinking about lately is, like, you know, when we talk about, like, false flag, I noticed Robert Mueller, FBI director, made a speech for the Council on Foreign Relations a couple weeks ago, and when he's saying Mumbai-style terrorist attacks may easily happen in the USA, and I think, wouldn't that be great to go against the Second Amendment?
Oh, it would be huge for them. They're already trying to grab your guns, so a couple well-coordinated, like, public shootings in a mall or, you know, in any kind of a stadium, perhaps, or at a rock event. I mean, just any kind of concert. You're right. That would be huge, and it would take it from the level of, you know, Columbine child-style massacres. A school would be huge, too. I mean, something like that would be off the charts. But then bring it to that level of a coordinated attack and really demonize gun owners.
I mean, the way I think about it, you know, like, I mean, months before the 9/11 attack, Gary Hart, CFR member, was giving talks about, you know, potential terrorist attacks, which obviously Alex figured out and gave warnings about 9/11. Mm-hmm. I mean, I consider it very ominous when his FBI director, in front of the CFR, is giving talks about a Mumbai-style terrorist attack, especially when we know, and you know as well, that, I mean, that in order for their agenda to pass, they have to get rid of the guns.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Mumbai's not, I mean, you see that one that happened to the cricket players right there. That has all the earmarks of an inside job. Everybody gets away. They had warnings beforehand at the exact location, the exact time, and the exact targets, and they did nothing. Okay? And then they pull, like, these people off the streets and interrogate them who have nothing to do with anything. They literally don't even bother to pull off patsies, you know, because it's, you know, Pakistan. They're like, whatever, we'll do what we want. We'll put it in the headline that we're detaining people. They don't have to have anything to do with it. I mean, it's insanity to me. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Our media is so controlled right now. It's crazy. But, hey, I wanted to say one other thing, too. Like, I called him last week, and as I was getting let off, I was talking about the Free State Project, and you mentioned that, you know, you're not into communes.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make one big correction. The Free State Project is not a commune. It's just an idea of about libertarian activists moving into a small state where they may be able to take over.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great idea because, I mean, I believe with Alex, I mean, we should have liberty everywhere. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there are some states, honestly, where I think people need to vote with their feet. I mean, if you live in California, good chance of having any type of libertarian idea. If we can get enough activists in one state, and this state is New Hampshire, which is the Free State Project, and it's freestateproject.org, and, I mean, there's actually being a huge effect in the state because, one, we already have a libertarian culture, and even according to a college, we're the freest state in the country right now.
No, you guys are. It's Live Free or Die Out in New Hampshire. I thank you for the call, Jason. We're going to be going to Alan and others in the next segment. It's 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior, infowarrior.infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You are listening to GCN.
Shipyards and mines, we've often been told
that's about. All right, we're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to continue to take your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Wikipedia did a more full article. See, they're a little more hardcore. Fox News will tell you a little bit of the story. And then WorldNet Daily will always tell you a little bit more of the story. I love WorldNet Daily. I mean, I think they're the bomb. They have consistently done reports that nobody else will do. I use WorldNet Daily quite a bit in Fabled Enemies. They also have one article in there that's just priceless, all about how the terrorists magically had every single top secret code for every single organization that morning. The NSA, Marine Corps Intelligence, Naval Intelligence, you know. Oh, it's all, the guys with the box cutters had all the secret codes to the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, Marine Intelligence, Army Intelligence. I mean, how retarded are we? Guys with box cutters don't magically get top secret military codes for every organization out there. And they're not calling in all these other threats, including ones to Air Force One, with their box cutters. You know, but, you know, we slurp down the fluoride and the high fructose corn syrup like it's our job. I was talking to somebody about that at a party. Like, you know, they're like, well, wait a minute, isn't mercury okay in some doses? I'm like, no, it's not okay in some doses. And they're like, well, you know, I mean, you really can't do it. What about the mercury in the fish? I'm like, yeah, there's mercury in the fish because we're throwing in the water. Heavy metals are bad. You don't want mercury. What about the vaccinations? No, mercury equals bad. So Wikipedia scrubs Obama eligibility. Mention of citizen issues deleted in minutes. Okay, you can't bring up the fact that he never produced his birth certificate. All right, we don't even cover that in the Obama deception because it's not really. By the way, Obama deception, March 15th, dropping like it's hot, folks, because it is. It's blazing hot. Can't wait. I'll be doing the DivX encode pretty shortly. But anyway, mention of citizen issues deleted in minutes. Offending users banned. So they will ban you if you bring up the fact the guy never produced a birth certificate from the United States. You know, whether you believe in that issue, we should have the right to ask the question. The guy's obviously a front man. It almost doesn't make a difference whether he was born in Kenya or not. He's an internationalist either way. He's a puppet of the Rockefellers, of the Kissingers, of the Z-Bigs of the world. You know Z-Big. Yeah. Bond villain. The big new... What? Grand chessboard where? Son? you know what he does? He does. That guy looks like he could be Charlie from Charlie's Angels, only like the evil ones. He could be the guy on the other end, just giving the directions. Meanwhile, he's a Bond supervillain on the side, and then he's a front guy, a spokesman. So anyway, this article out of WorldNet Daily, it basically, you can't question Lord Obama. You put anything negative on the site, you're going to get banned in minutes. Good luck. It's crazy. It's craziness. Again, Wikipedia is controlled. Let's say it with me. We should make a little jingle up. Wikipedia, YouTube, Google control. They censor everything. Because they do. They censor it all. Any kind of truth. Google does not like it when, you know, Loose Change or Fabled Enemies was top of the food chain. It's freeze the comments. Let's take off the top 100. Let's make it inaccessible for you to actually see what the hot videos are. Let's take off the view counter. You don't, listen, when it's a beta for 4 years and you had the view counter in the beginning, you don't take it off. You only take it off when it threatens you and your establishment. We'll be back with your calls. We'll be taking Alan, Mark, and more. It's 866-582-9933, the Info Warrior.
Tax season is upon us, and a lot of you are concerned because tax-related fraud is up 600%. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. The economy is chaotic enough without you having to worry about identity thieves stealing your refund. And with LifeLock, you'll never have to, because we protect your identity or we'll fix the problem at our expense up to $1 million. That's LifeLock's $1 million total service guarantee. Why worry about identity theft when you can have the confidence and peace of mind that comes with LifeLock? Call now,
Now you can have LifeLock's industry-leading identity theft protection absolutely free for 30 days by simply calling 1-800-884-1295. That's 1-800-884-1295. And remember to use promo code TAX. That's 1-800-884-1295. Promo code TAX. Again, 1-800-884-1295. Protect yourself now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, box made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Deliver Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, box made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Remember, the new blog is up. It's infowarrior.infowars.com. And I'm going to do about two, three stories a day. If you're looking for something really involved, probably not your bag. Looking for something a little sarcastic, you might be able to email to a buddy, maybe bring them into it. Hey, maybe it's your thing. Maybe it's the next big thing in talk radio. All right, let's keep taking your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Alan in Canada. Alan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. I'm a long-time listener to Alex Jones and yourself, and a first-time caller. And I was wondering if you got a chance to check out David Icke's new article about not protesting. Like, they're going to provoke you to protest, but don't protest. It's a new article.
No, I haven't seen it. Bad News Brown? Just tell me, is it Bad News Brown? Is it like lay down and let them have our way with you?
He's saying they're going to try to get you to protest, but don't protest. And he talks about how there's this photograph that shows protesters that shows people inciting violence at protests.
Well, yeah, they've tried to provocateur stuff all the time. They did it in Seattle successfully. We actually just did a story last week on how it came out that the UK was basically surveilling all these people that have never been convicted of anything at these marches and meetings. The thing is,
I saw the Seattle one on your site, and he talks about in the article how like there was the same sticker on the violent protesters' shoe as there is on the
that was out of Canada.
On the police shoe?
Yeah, yeah. No, that was totally... That was a provocateur event out of Canada, and what they had tried to do is they tried to get people to throw rocks at the police, and the guy that was doing that they hauled off, was a cop. He had the same boots on as the cops did, and they had to come out and admit that later. Of course, they deny everything at first, just like they denied Seattle. Now, protesting is one thing. You know what I'm saying? Going out there with a sign, going out there with DVDs, going out there with your voice. You have to do that, okay? I mean, I'm not trying to order people around, but it is one of the most effective things in a large group. Now, the problem is, again, what they do is they hire these little FBI goons, usually the anarchist groups. You know, I don't want to say anything, you know, negative towards other groups. Recreate 68. I mean, those guys, what they were calling for on their website, which was totally changed around after we reported on it at InfoWars, was they had an actual manual called a shield book. You can probably still pull it off the internet. A shield book telling you to get into armor and to have, like, shields.
The article talks about all the things that you're talking about, and I just wanted to let people know that he's got a new article on his site that talks about how police send their own men into protests to...
All the time.
Yeah, and I also, I had a quick question for you. I was wondering,
sure.
I was wondering if you happen to have any luck. I was listening the other day when you mentioned that you wanted to try to get Peter Joseph on, mm-hmm. and
I'm putting the call out. I've been trying for the last week. No one, I've got no response. I'm hoping listeners out there try to contact him as well. You know, I want to give him an open forum for 2 hours.
Zeitgeist Movement Orientation video on Google Video. It's an hour and a half. Have you seen it?
Wait, Zeitgeist Movement Orientation video that's 90 minutes long?
Yeah, it's actually an hour and 37 minutes long. It was just released this weekend. It's like a PowerPoint presentation. He spends the entire time explaining. Basically, he counters several things that Alex Jones criticized him of. I've loved Alex Jones until the moment I heard Alex Jones arguing with him. That kind of divided me, kind of to be kind of a little bit against Alex Jones.
Well, here's the deal, man. I feel like he needs to get taken to task on a lot of those issues. Like, you know, I actually, if you Google it, Peter Joseph or Burma's Zeitgeist, I interviewed him after the first Zeitgeist, and I really enjoyed the film. Yeah, I did. This is after the first one, not the second one. And I took him to task on his, like, new agey type of stuff at the end. You know, the one worldism. And he came out and said, "What's wrong with global government?" You know?
Oh, really?
Right? Yes! And that's when I was like, well, here's my deal on global government. I go, whether it's brought about by, you know, these peaceful means that you're talking about in maybe Zeitgeist 2, in this wonderment. Either way, it is the plan of the elite. Okay, so this is the same, this plan that he's putting out there with even the best of intentions, this global democracy, whatever you want to call it, right, this new system, is the vision of the same people who are now raping us at the banks, that caused 9/11, that did Oklahoma City, that provoke violence in the Middle East, that are sending our women and it's insane to me, you know what I mean? And that's the problem with it. And this idea that we're never going to work again, you know what I'm saying? Listen, we have to have competition, okay? It's not scarcity.
I agree with him on that point. I agree with you on that point because of the fact that, like, I'm a creative person. I write a lot of stories. And this idea that he says about about no more ownership.
Yeah.
He talks about no more ownership in his new orientation video. Mm-hmm. But that I disagree with because, like, you draw a picture of a girl you like, for example. You don't own that picture. I mean, see.
Well, there's just so much wrong with it, man. I mean, what are we going to be in? Some kind of swinging hippie society where we don't really have any kind of family anymore either? We're all taken care of in the same exact kind of living facility.
I think he's only saying these things because he's a little uninformed on certain topics, but
I don't think he is, dude.
You don't think so?
No, all right. I'm going to tell everybody out there that's listening. I want Peter Joseph on here for 2 hours. I will give him an open debate. I mean, I will let him speak. I'm not going to yell at the man. I think that's counterproductive. All right. At the same time, I want to take callers for a half an hour at the end. So 90 minutes, just me and him, a half an hour with callers to answer both questions. I would hope the callers would be respectful. But I do want people to go check out my previous interview with him. Great caller, Alan. I hope you call in again. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Jason.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, Jason, you know, you were just talking about the Zeitgeist film. I didn't see it, but mm-hmm. I gather you have.
I've seen the first two. I've not seen this new one you're just talking about.
Oh, there's more than one. Okay.
Well, the first Zeitgeist, all right, let me break it down because it's in three parts. Now, the first mm-hmm. part really does go after Christianity and tries to make the case that Jesus Christ never existed. Now, what I took away from the first part was that it shows you how paganism and occultism was really interjected into all major religions, not just Christianity. You know, examples are the December 25th or winter solstice date that really doesn't have anything to do with Christ's birth, sure, whether you believe in it or not. You know, Easter and its association with these eggs and things, that's another, you know, occultic practice. And I took that away from it, and I try to explain to people that these people are also into, you know, this new age of Aquarius that he talks about and astrology. He does a good job of breaking that section down, but then he goes in and kind of attacks religion. And personally, I believe in freedom of religion. Believe what you want to believe. I think there are a lot of positive points to not only, you know, good Christians, but good Muslims, good Jewish people out there, people that do try to live by that, you know, do unto others as you would do unto yourself and your family. You know, those religions pretty much preach those kind of things. Now, the second part of his film goes into 9/11, really breaks down 9/11 well. I don't agree with everything in there, but it does a good overall job of showing the controlled demolition, the controlled media, and whatnot. Woke a lot of people up on that aspect. And then the third section, he even breaks into the Federal Reserve and the Nazi connection and the Rockefeller's global government. But then he ends it with this kind of new agey, you know, we have love or fear, and, you know, we have to get past this thing, and we have to bring ourselves into this new age of enlightenment. So then he comes out with a second film, Zeitgeist Addendum, which just premiered, I think, 5 or 6 months ago, and I watched it. And immediately, I watched it probably first or second day it came out, because I think the guy's a talented filmmaker. Mm-hmm. Now, it starts off with a lot of, like, just globalist ideas, like this kind of new agey ideas with people from the Theosophical Society and what we are in general, and it has the eyeball as a main focus.
They've been known to be Luciferian.
Yeah, well, the eyeball scene.
First God, the Theosophical movement.
The Theosophical Society, Manly P. Hall and all that other stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. We actually just did
Madame Blavatsky, actually, in the beginning of it.
Oh, yeah, well, Manly P. Hall loved Blavatsky and looked up to her writings, and she's not the only one. I think that the America's Secret Beginnings, especially The Eye of the Phoenix, goes into Blavatsky, goes into Manly P. Hall, goes into a man named Nicholas Rorick, and how actually the seal went onto the dollar bill through Wallace, who was the Secretary of Agriculture, became Vice President under Roosevelt. So it's very interesting. You know, these guys are absolutely into that stuff.
And so Adolf Hitler was also a follower of Madame Blavatsky through the Thule Society.
Yep, that's absolutely true, too. You know, these other little societies. And not only that, he openly thought that the sun symbol or the Nazi symbol that he used and the SS logos, these occultic symbols brought him power through this. I mean, there's a whole series of documentaries on the History Channel about that alone.
Yeah, that's along the same lines as the monuments, of course, Jason, because you can mm-hmm. have something drawn on two dimensions on paper, and they do believe, people who subscribe to this, and I truly do believe, I don't believe in that power, but I believe certainly that demonic forces can come through monuments as well as designs on a piece of paper in two dimensions as well as three dimensions, such as
they believe it. You know, that's another,
yes,
you know, I mean, they believe it. And we went over that whole thing, you know, last week with the guy from America's Secret Beginnings. We had Tex Mars on. We also had Mark Dyson of the Resistance. So we really went into that aspect of it, their religion, what they believe. Now, the second half of this guy's addendum, first half of this new one, really breaks down just the Federal Reserve and the banking system. But then he kind of spins it and shows all these great technologies that are out there, and which do exist, wind power, electromagnetics, real things for real people, and how we could have free energy for the world. And I agree, we could. But the elite are never going to give the serfs the free energy. So he makes it seem like we're just going to have this happen out of nowhere. No, their plan is to use this stuff after they cull the population, 80 to 90%, create a serf class that's chipped and controlled through a cashless society. I mean, it's openly in their documents. He never puts that part out there.
Right.
Yeah, he never puts that in there. He shows you. Yeah, oh, absolutely. And he shows you this, like, utopia type world that is just not plausible, Mark. I thank you for the call. We're going to keep taking your calls, and I'm going to go off on a little rant here on that. 866-582-9933. I'm going to tell you why that society is just not possible the way it's presented in Zeitgeist Addendum. It's not. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we're talking the second half of Zeitgeist Addendum. And what it really calls for is a new global society. And this is what they want. I don't understand it. Let's get it through your head. Look, trying to set up a new global forum to try Bernie Madoff with the same bankers at the top to now, you know, judge, jury, and executioner. That's what they're going to do. That's what Bernie Madoff's thing is about. It's to bring in a new global banking court, more globalization. We need to give more money to the UN because of terrorist attacks. Okay? We have to bring in global government because of terrorism and the economy. And now at the G20, after Obama is going to meet the Queen to be the groom of the stool, as we like to say here in the office, to take orders from her lordship, G20, only a global fix will do. So this global society is what the elite want. And to say that they're going to give you free energy, everybody's going to get a house, everybody's going to love one another in this new society. Look, they've got, the elite have two things that they love to do things by. Consent and conquest. Say it with me. Consent and conquest. Okay, if they can get you to consent to it, great. You want to go to the camps? Great. You want to tape the Gypsy McSticker? Great. You know, you want license plate scanning cameras? Great. Awesome. If you don't want it, we'll figure out a way to make you take it by conquest. For instance, okay, this war on terror. Nobody really, was, as soon as the propaganda hit, nobody had a problem with Afghanistan. Okay, because we had consent, because the number one terrorist out there, Osama bin Laden, was in Afghanistan in those caves, and we needed to get him. Nobody, maybe Alex Jones, said that was a bad idea. Now, they kind of had to massage it a little, the American public, to get us to go into Iraq. Oh, there's weapons of mass destruction. They may have aided in this terrorist attack. Uranium, oh my. Get a little more consent so they can go in and take their conquest in Iraq and just shoot them down. Yeah, I love it. Ramadi, that's mine. That palace is mine. That oil, oh, it's mine too, baby. Yeah, I love it. And that's how they roll. Okay, these guys ain't your friends. Consent and conquest. So why do you think it's going to be any different whatsoever when we get to a global government? Do you really think that scarcity is going to go away? And that's what's argued in this film, that scarcity is going, nobody's going to want to sleep with your wife anymore. Nobody's going to want to drive the same car you do. There's not going to be any differences. It's the next step in evolution, Jason. That's what I get out of it. Prove me wrong. I mean, come on, debate me like a man. I mean, that's what I want. I want your viewpoints. You know, I want a challenge. But when it's just so obvious, when it's so over the top out there, and now there's an instructional, I'm going to watch the instructional guide. I'll probably have a review for you tomorrow. We'll see if I can get it in. It's probably long. All right, let's keep taking your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Anthony in Ohio.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Yeah, well, I'm actually a little fired up tonight. I mean, to see this Madoff case, because a lot of my friends have asked me, well, what's up with Bernie Madoff? If they're so corrupt, why are they going? I mean, $50 billion's a lot, Jason. That's nothing compared to the hundreds of billions and trillions the guys at the top have stolen. And now they're using this public forum to bring in a global banking court system. Yet another, I mean, this is what they want. They want the bankers to be the boss. And this is what it openly is going to be. And it just sickens me that this is how they're going to get it through this thing. Go ahead, man.
That's right. Absolutely, I agree. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I bring it up all the time when I talk to people, and they just completely disagree, or, you know, they can't even fathom the trillions of dollars they've already stolen, and the bailout in general. You know, the first one, they're all like, oh, it's only $700 billion, and, you know, I have to point to the Bloomberg articles and such. Let's say I got up to $9.7 trillion.
That's a big number. 9.7 trill, dog. I mean, that is just an insurmountable number. But this is the 50 billion should really roll some eyes. But when you're in the trillions and these guys just keep stealing it, and then some banks are giving the money back because they realize that this is basically going to turn them over to these big vampire-sucking globalist banks run by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and they don't want to be a part of that system. They want a shot at the title. They want to survive. But it doesn't look like they're going to survive. We're going to come back to Anthony on the other side. We're going to go to Cliff. I think it's Sig and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933.
Hello!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the long segment with the Info Warrior. Remember, folks, I got a new little blog spot. It's infowarrior.infowars.com. I'll be updating that. Like I said, I got to do that Bernie Madoff story over there. We're on the line with Anthony in Ohio. Finish up, Anthony.
Oh, I just wanted to comment on the you were talking about the zeitgeist, and we were talking about how it didn't work. Well, I also wanted to mention, too, if you look into it, you can never really, if you look at Austrian school economics, calls it praxeology, and it's human action. And human beings, you can put them in the same situation, and if you have two separate people, all the conditions are the same, they will make two separate choices. So the thing is, their whole plan and such, when I looked at it, because I watched the videos too, I looked at it and I saw that, you know, the way they were trying to set this up, it was almost as if, you know, they were going to make almost the same decisions, or that, you know,
No, it's a very one world, it's like a worldwide mind, hive-like mentality, man. I mean, this guy is probably for, like, he talks about, in Zeitgeist 1, he talks about chipping the population. But, you know, it seems like if it was from his movement and everybody was taking a chip to make them healthier or smarter or live longer, then it would be okay. You know what I mean? Under the right movement, exactly. It seems like this one world thing is okay. Listen, anybody who tells you that we need some kind of one world democracy, or one world government, whatever you want to talk about it, right away, suspect. right away suspect. And not suspect in, you know, this guy's evil or he can't be trusted. Suspect in the fact that that is not a plausible solution. And the elite of the world are never going to give the masses, you know, free anything. They love to control us, and they control us through resources, through mind control, through television, through radio, through the movies, through what we can buy at the supermarkets, through the banking system. You know, they're not just going to give up all their control. He says they're just going to join us. No, no. We're going to have to join them after they kill a lot of us. I thank you for the call, Anthony. Let's jump to Cliff in Oklahoma. Cliff, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Jason?
What's poppin'?
Well, I don't mean to turn this show into too much of a relationship advice type of forum, but I think I've got a bit of a question that a lot of guys in this movement might be wondering.
Sure.
That's, where's all the chicks, man?
I haven't seemed to have a problem with finding the chicks in this movement. I don't know if that's just my killer smile or... Obviously, it's not my killer smile with my braces. But to be honest, man, some of the most active people are chicks. I know Abby out on the West Coast has done just a huge amount for truthaction.org and We Are Change. She's great. One of the first people when I went out to Canada, you know, who was organized was this chick. Carol Brulé, who's a woman who lost her brother on 9/11, is heavy on the West Coast activism. I'd say there's actually a lot of girls. I mean, I don't know, man. Every once in a while, I'll get like a picture for somebody I sent a T-shirt to in MySpace, or they bought it off the Loose Change site or whatever. The little Investigate 9/11 rocking it. I'd say if you're not finding the chicks there, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know, man. I don't think there's any less chicks. I mean, listen, there's always going to be more. I find anyway. In any kind of an activist group, and whether I'm going to a concert, as long as it's not like Justin Timberlake, I'm going to see more guys. Am I wrong? If I'm going to a movie and it's an action movie, it's an activist type movie, even if it's a drama, if it's not like, you know, I see the chicks are really into the movie, He's Just Not That Into You. You know, guys are going to that too because they have to. You know, the chicks aren't going to, you know, the movies that are, you know, they're not going into The International. They're not as heavy into V for Vendetta. You know, although I don't think that should be so associated with the movement it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you might not see them out there, but I mean, everywhere I go, and I mean, maybe that's, you know, because we did Loose Change or whatever, I always meet chicks on it, man. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a 3-to-1 ratio like you go to some state school where it's like all chicks or a private school. I know some people like to pull that in college, and actually up in Oneonta, I think it is like almost a 2-to-1 because Hartwick's right next to us, and a lot more girls go there for some reason. But, you know, I don't see, you know, I don't see that there's not enough women in the movement, man. I just see right now there's a lack of interest in the 9/11 truth movement because we've gotten so far away from it, and the media has kind of brainwashed us into thinking it's not that important. We have a new president in office. People will get interested when the media starts talking about 9/11 again on the 10th anniversary and the run-up to it. And I think that's the time we really all need to pounce, you know? Sorry, man, this coffee's killing me. I shouldn't even be talking about it on air. You got anything else, Cliff?
Oh, that's pretty much it. I just thought I'd get your opinion. But, you know, it's just kind of like, I mean, you try to go to parties and talk about this stuff. And it's just
dude, you just got to be on point, man. Like, yesterday I was at a party, and I'm talking to this chick about environment. She didn't want to hear it. You know, I'm having babies, and the environmental movement's not about that. And I go to college, and you should see what I'm learning in my environmental class. I'm like, yeah, you're being brainwashed, lady. You have no idea what's really going on. I'm like, you look into the Sierra Club and who really is taking the land grabs and who really owns this and what the real plan is. And I tried to explain to her about a carbon credit. Well, I think that would be good because that would stop all the pollution. No, it wouldn't. It's absolute nonsense. So, you know what? Party atmosphere, you know, we're rocking, me and this girl I'm seeing, who rocks, by the way, I'm going to say that on the air. She's more than a cutie. She's really smart. She's actually an Iraq vet, too. Anyway, we're rocking the Infowars.com. Here, zoom in on that, guys. Can you? The Infowars.com bracelets. And this one guy, over there. Anyway, this one guy, he's like, he sees it, and he goes, I don't like that website. Meanwhile, this is like a fajita barbecue party, and we got Dos Equis going. He's like, I don't like that website. And she's like, oh, yeah, why's that? And, you know, I'm standing right next to her, and he's like, you know, it wasn't an infomercial or nothing, but I was watching, like, Access Television, like, 6 years ago, and this guy came on, and he's big guy, big fat guy, and he was preaching about the end of the world, and I went to his website, and I didn't like it. And I'm like, well, what didn't you like about it? I didn't like what they were saying, man. I'm like, did you look at any of the articles? Did you source anything? No, man, I just read some of the headlines, and that was just so nonsense, man. I mean, that guy is nuts. He is crazy. So you didn't look at any of the information. He's like, no. And I'm like, all right. So, you know, I host the show sometimes, and I work for the guy. I'm like, he actually, you know, may come across that way at first glance, but when you take a look at his information, it's undeniable. He didn't want to hear about it. Dude, this guy didn't even know that there was third-party candidates for the president of the United States. Literally, he was like, wait, you can vote for someone other than John McCain and Barack Obama? I'm like, yeah, man, you can vote for a lot of people other than them. It blew his mind. So you just got to keep on keeping on. You know, have the same look as everybody else, I find. You know, Jones always says, you know, he tricks people with his conservative look. I don't know if it's tricking people. I'm comfortable with the way I dress, but I feel like I dress enough like the youth that I can also kind of relate to them and continue to try to open minds. I thank you for the call, Cliff. Let's go to Sig in Pennsylvania. Sig, what's on your mind?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Awesome. Enjoying the show.
Thanks, man.
I want to know how we can be proactive and not reactive to the coming times, you know, the stuff that's going to happen.
Sure. Well, first of all, I think that We Are Change is the most proactive organization. They're not really waiting for things. They're just waiting for people to come around to ask them tough questions and put them on the spot. And I think we need to remain relative to the news that's out there. You know, I mean, from all the, like, 9/11 truth and New World Order confrontations out there, maybe it's time to start getting in on the banking confrontations and going after, you know, the Geithners, the Bernie Madoffs, the Bernankes, and really meeting them up and challenging them on their, you know, takeover. You know, I love the line coming up in the Obama deception when Dennis Kucinich is just grilling Kashkari. You know, he's like, our question isn't whether you're working hard, it's who you're working for. And I like, you should see the guy's face. So I think that's a proactive way to do it. I think another proactive thing is to get involved in the state sovereignty movements. They just lost over in New Hampshire, like 220-something to 150-something. That's only a 70-person stretch. They bring up another resolution like that. They got a shot at winning. We had a representative from Tennessee who proposed, I think it's HJR 109, House Joint Resolution 109, yeah. And that is state sovereignty in Tennessee. So that's another way to be proactive. Just, you know, getting the movies out there that we make. I mean, we don't make these movies for our health. We make them to get the word out to people, to bring people into the fold, to really open their mind. I mean, I think Loose Change Final Cut is a great tool to wake people up about 9/11. This new Obama deception is really going to break down. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised how much Obama is not attacked. And the only thing that is attacked is the fact that he said one thing and he's done the complete opposite. And then it shows his administration, and it shows who's behind him, and it shows what this banking crisis is all about, shows this new carbon tax. I think that's going to be very proactive. You know, I mean, Alex is always saying start your own website, do your own radio show. You know, that's part of it. Get on, like, the Colbert Report forums or the Daily Show forums and try to bring some of those people into the fold. I would listen to Howard Stern all the time. I would love a lot of those people to wake up. But I think there are many things you can do. It's the people that continue to ask what you can do without doing anything, these armchair quarterbacks that get kind of wrapped up in, you know, I'm visiting this website or I'm forwarding all these emails to my friends and family. Yeah, that's good. That's part of it. But there's so much more you can do when you have the will to change people's lives. I mean, I can't tell you how many people said, you know, just shut up, leave me alone, I don't want to hear it. Or, you know, actually, we lost friendship for a while. People in my family didn't want to hear from me. And all that changed. It took years. But it all flipped, and now they ask me what's going on in the world. You just got to keep on. I think you got to have a positive attitude about it. You can't let it get under your skin. I mean, I'm really irritated that my friend's probably going to lose his job today. And, you know, it's due to this financial crisis, but a lot more of my friends are going to lose their jobs too. And I'm not going to take any pleasure in saying, see, I told you so. And when the North American Union starts to come into more visualization and I start talking, I'm not going to be like, see, I told you so. I'm going to say, hey, what do we do to stop this? So, you know, I think there's a ton of stuff you can do, man.
What about this this imminent food crisis? It's the thing that's got me worried the most. You know, I keep telling my mom, buy food, stock up on food. What do you think is going to be the pushover for this to happen? Just today,
I think Codex Alimentarius. I mean, if they can get Codex into play, I think that's a big thing. I think if they get another huge food scare, bigger than the peanut butter scare and bigger than even, you know, this scare where we weren't going to have enough wheat or rice. They can pull whatever they want, you know? I mean, they have the infrastructure set up right now that in weeks they could just cut off our food supply. And I'm scared about what that would do. I don't think they're going to wait for a bigger economic crisis, but it sure doesn't hurt to have storable foods or to have a piece of land and be able to grow your own food. God forbid we had our own pieces of land, you know. God forbid we were self-sustainable. When I'm in upstate New York, you know, I'm in like this farming community, so I feel like no matter what, even I can grow my own green beans outside or tomatoes or whatever. You can't grow food in the winter.
Oh, yeah, me
so
too.
So that's scary.
I read that article today, though, that's saying they're trying to pass this bill in the Senate stopping people from growing food in their backyard.
That is true. That's what's crazy. You know, Gerald Celente, who's the trends forecaster, he talks a lot about, you know, the people that are going to be able to make the best steak sandwich are the people that are going to survive. But in his book, he talks about how the person that's going to be able to make organic food, fast food, is really going to be huge in the coming market. And I got to disagree with him. I think anybody that's actually going to be able to produce mass amounts of good organic food is going to be shut down. And that's why, or they don't even want them to start up. And that's why we're seeing the implementation of Codex and other things, you know, and all this mass regulation where they're going to say, well, you didn't go through our pasteurization process, which is really their poison process. So you can't have it. So I think that's another scary aspect. Hey, I encourage people to buy locally and support their local economies. Farmer markets are the best. I live next to Amish people. The food there is delicious. There are a million ways that you can protect yourself. Storable foods is one thing. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Matt in Missouri. Remember, the call line is 866-582-9933. It's 866-582-9933. Matt, what's on your mind?
What's up, Jason? I'm excited about your show.
Thanks, man.
I got a couple points. If I could, just one. I just wanted to clear something up that you were talking about something last week, and I had a point I wanted to make about another thing you were talking about, which is why the people who are in power, and they all seem to be into the occult. The first point was you were talking about stem cell research. I think it was you. Hopefully I'm not confusing you with Alex was saying, but you're talking about the stem cell bill that Obama reversed today.
I had not talked about the stem cell bill that he had reversed. I had talked about how they had come to a breakthrough where they were actually able to de-age human skin cells into stem cells without having to kill anybody, you know, or, you know, take them from aborted fetuses or whatever. I think it came out last week that they were able to, again, de-age living skin cells from human beings and get their stem cells from them, making it unnecessary for them to use fetuses and other types of embryos or whatever. That's what I covered.
Yeah, right. And I kind of follow that stuff quite a bit because I'm actually a member of the Paralyzed Veterans of America. I was had a spinal cord injury when I was overseas in 2000. Quadriplegic now, actually, in a wheelchair. But they come out with those studies quite a bit, quite often actually, and when you hear stuff like with the skin cells. Usually that stuff that comes out, it sounds great, but it's in like a very early part of the research, and there's...
Or they claim it to be. I feel like they're kind of hanging a carrot out in front of people. It's kind of like when they announced in the 90s that they had come up with these protease inhibitors that were going to, you know, end HIV and AIDS, and that kind of fell into the background. I mean, yes, he reversed this stem cell thing, but now that's going to be another 10 years off before they reveal anything that they found out about it. And let's be frank. They've done these stem cell tests. It's not like these aren't going on in the back rooms of Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and the black sites all over the nation. You know, first of all, de-aging. They've been doing that for years, and you should just type in de-aging mice into Google. And, I mean, they've de-aged mice and other smaller organisms, you know what I'm saying, and even larger than mice. And they've grown ears on them. There's all this stuff. So, I don't know if there's a cure for, you know, a spinal injury that's going to make, you know, people be able to walk again. But I do know that they've studied these stem cells in private. It's just like, you know, they cloned Dolly how many years ago? Almost 20 years ago? And you're telling me there haven't been any other clone experiments in the back doors? Especially with humans? I mean, come on. You know, it's hard to believe.
No. They've been using the stem cell lines, and not even the 21 stem cell lines that are available from the government. It's just that they're not... All he did basically was free up government money to use on extra stem cell lines that they're from the leftover embryos in vitro fertilization clinics. The thing I wanted to just clear up though too is, you know, when you're talking about embryos versus a fetus, those are two totally different things.
You know what? Jones is a Christian, and he's going to come at it that Christian perspective. I'm more of a, you know. you know, I let people believe what they want to believe. But the technology, whether, you know, you think that it's an abortus fetus or an embryo, it's out there now to take from living organisms. So there's really no excuses not to be doing heavy stem cell research. The only excuse is that they don't want people to live longer and happier. You know what I'm saying? So it almost is in their not in their best interest to put this kind of stuff out.
Yeah, it's, you know, I was real hopeful with this stem cell research early, but, you know, especially with the stuff now after listening and looking at information.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, man, you know, I hope they do find a cure, man. I mean, I think it's tragic what happened to you and others like you. We'll be back. It's the Info Warrior. Continue to take your calls, 866-582-9933, infowarrior.infowars.com.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7.
Oh, open up the pearly gates.
Well,
Ain't no time to wonder why.
Whoopee, we're all going to die. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, Upbeat Tunes. I love that song, actually. I mean, that's a good anti-war song. That's like almost up there with Fortunate Son, but it has the Vietnam, so it's not as quite as timeless. Anyone listening that knows System of a Down, System of a Down, will you please redo that song? Come on. It's so timely. I want it. I need it. SOAD, make a dream come true. Cut a track for Jason Burmis. You know, I'm out there, I'm talking to the producer. They're like, what's this Codex Alimentarius all about? And I explained to them that Codex Alimentarius is a way for them to regulate the nutrition coming from your food. And I told them it's basically a plan to make it so all the big companies that love us, the big corporate elite, that they love us. It's like hugs and kisses all around. Anyway, they're going to provide all the food, and it'll be regulated by the government, so it'll have to be going through their own pasteurization processes. And you know what? They'll probably give a lot of the contracts to great little companies like Monsanto that grows HIV, live HIV virus in the corn. Delicious. Don't believe me? Type in Monsanto, live HIV virus, corn, and you will get the mainstream articles. This is what they do. I know, it sounds wild, but they do it. It's unreal. All right, let's continue to take your calls. It's 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Charles in Florida. Charles, what is on your mind, sir?
Hey, Jason. I've been waiting to get talk to somebody professionally about this for a while, so if I'm a little bit all over the place, just try to bear with me. I feel that, I'm a victim of the drug war. In the last 10 months, I got incarcerated for, 40 days. I got charged with aggravated assault on an officer. They put my bail at $120,000. I had to spend... My father was successful on Wall Street. I had to wait a couple minutes, sit in jail, and learn my lesson.
Uh-huh.
But he finally bailed me out. And he sent me down to Palm Beach County, which is a recovery haven.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty much honest with myself now, but while I was in jail, I met a man named Rosario Miraglia. You might want to do some research on him, some mainstream articles, where he chopped up his girlfriend and his aunt. He called the police, told them that he did it, and when they came to arrest him, he told them that God ordered him to do it. And I got to talk to him while I was in jail. And he was doing some numerology, and he came up with a formula where he took, the letters of the words, and I don't know if you ever heard of this, and their placement of numbers in the alphabet.
It's all occultic.
Yeah. Well,
what did he tell you? What did he tell you he was doing it for?
Well, he told me he found seven phrases that add up to 666, and that he cracked the Illuminati's code. And I only really remember two of the things he told me, but two of the phrases. Well, one was Apple,
mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs, and the second one had to do with blood transfusions. And he told me a bunch of other stuff, but I didn't get. I was all over the place while I was in there.
Well, sure, this guy was all over the place too. He's probably certifiably insane if he chopped up not only probably in some weird satanic ritual, he chopped up his aunt and his girlfriend.
Yeah, he told me that they were demons and all this stuff, and I don't really believe everything he said to me or anything, but I was just like,
well, it's an interesting phone call, man. I thank you for the call, Charles. I don't know what to say about murderers that hack up people and they're into Satanism. I mean, I guess it's not that far off. It seems like Manson and a whole bunch of other ones are into that. Son of Sam. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this, taking your calls, 866-582-9933.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. EfoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to EfoodsDirect.com. Visit EfoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at EfoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
never remorse for you. No letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fake slay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within. Eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold Senate with Tash Dipway with batons. The rebel arms swarm and form like Voltron. Slash your old beast, you heard Mark of the East. Running through cop land screaming, fuck the police. Hormones in the water, they acting out of order like a pack of rabid wolves. They lambs for the slaughter. Crush your mandible,
rip the drums like animal.
Eat them seeds, stay my own kind.
All right, folks, it's the Info Warrior. We are just blitzing through news and calls. Before we continue to take your calls, I didn't cover this story because it's just not as big as the Bernie Madoff case going to meet bringing the Global World Banking Court. Isn't that lovely? Global World Banking Court owned and run by the global bankers, basically so they can cut out the competition. I mean, it is sick. Iran says U.S. failing in Afghanistan. So here comes the war propaganda. Remember, we're redistributing our troops from Iraq into Afghanistan en masse. And that's the new battleground for combat troops. So, of course, you know, the other part of the axes of evil, Iran, is now getting up there. The U.S. will fail in Iran or in Afghanistan. They'll never be able to take Afghanistan. We took it, okay? It's all a ruse. It's all a hoax. Here it is right here. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, U.S. and NATO, again, global government, global army. General David McCarron told the British Broadcasting Corporation on Monday that despite success in some areas of Afghanistan, NATO was not winning in parts of the South. We need more global forces. We need more global government. We need more global forces. We need more global government. We need more UN soldiers in Afghanistan to help with the United States. It's about building a Eurasian Union there. Let's act like adults. This is propaganda. For us to accept the fact that Obama is not leaving the Middle East. Folks, he was never going to end the war. That was never part of the plan. That was a sick joke on you idiot liberals that thought he was different. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I have to break it down to you like this. But guess what? You're morons. Own up to it. He said he was going to end the war. He wasn't going to end the war. He never thought he was going to end the war. He never really meant it. He's not getting the troops out. He could care less if your son or your daughter is going to get shot in the face. He'll smile right in your face as he shakes your hand and says, without your son, this just wouldn't be possible. He helps make America great. He won't do it in the redneck voice. I need to get an Obama voice. I haven't been able to do him. Bush is so easy, and Clinton is so easy. I haven't gotten my... Obama's a great speaker. Yeah, I gotta get the rhythm. But he's seriously going to smile in your face when you're at some event for the troops, and your daughter or son's been killed. He doesn't care. He doesn't care as long as more globalist forces, military forces, get to go into the Middle East and build their Eurasian Union. All right, we're going to continue with your calls. It's 866-582-9933. We're also going to play the trailer for the Obama deception coming up in the next segment. Let's go to Roland in New York. Roland, what's on your mind, my man?
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good, man.
I gotta say... This is the first time I'm listening to you, but I already like your taste in music. And,
thanks, bro.
I don't know if you listen to Meshuggah. They might be down your alley.
I'll have to check it out. I've heard of them before.
Yeah, but anyway, my question has a lot to do with what you just talked about, putting U.S. troops or globalist troops in Eurasia.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think China is sitting in this whole situation? I mean, they're holding our debt,
mm-hmm.
And it seems like they're just sitting back and watching us move all our troops to that part of the world, and you know.
Well, Tarpley will tell you that's the new
our resources.
Well, Tarpley will tell you that's the next war target. You know, that's the next global physical conflict. I don't know if that's true, but I do see Obama giving speeches about how great China is, bringing their carbon emissions down. How we're second to China, and we need to be first in this new environmental world we live in. We'll be back after this. Stay on the line, Roland. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Berman. So what is China's role in this new world order? Well, you know, again, Tarpley, who's been right in the past, who I don't agree with on everything, thinks that China and Russia will combine forces and they will be the final global war conflict before the new world order that Time Magazine is talking about is realized. In fact, put up that Economic New World Order article. I see it over here in the tab. New World Order by Justin Fox. And, you know, I think that they want to, before we get into a physical conflict with them, really make, just like China society has been more westernized, our society has become more like China. They want them to meet somewhere in the middle. You know, I don't think we're getting out of Eurasia at all. In fact, I think that, you know, 50,000 non-combat troops that they're talking about for Iraq at the end of 2011, beginning of 2012, we'll see triple that number. They might lie and say that they're non-combat troops, or maybe 100,000 of them will be NATO forces and not just U.S. forces. But, I mean, let's face it, this is about a one-world government, and they love China's policies on you're guilty before you're proven innocent. There's no posse comitatus or separation of military and police, and that's when you really get a police state. And like I said, Obama, in his fake State of the Union address, Everybody's like, what do you mean face? It wasn't a real State of the Union address. It wasn't time, but he addressed the nation, and everybody got up and applauded. But he said that China was beating us in the carbon emissions, that they were doing better environmentally than we are. And I think that's also more about this globalist hype of, you know, climate change and all this, you know, Johnny nonsense talk. So, you know, who knows what their whole role is? Obviously, you alluded to the fact that they own so much of our debt, and that is true. But that also may play into a new global currency. You know, I mean, they're talking about a globalist banking system. Gordon Brown's talking about a global New Deal. And now we have lawyers saying that they need a new global banking court system to try Bernie Madoff. Anything else, Roland? You still with me, Roland? Or did we lose him?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I don't know if you heard about this, but a lot of the upper middle class from China is actually coming to the United States by the hundreds of thousands and buying houses and land here because it's so much cheaper. And I mean, it's almost like a very gradual build up to somewhat of a Chinese takeover of the world. I know that's very cynical to say, but I mean,
we're headed in that toward in their direction. Like I said, some of their policies are just like this New World Order's wet dream. In fact, I'd like you to email that to Aaron@Infowars.com. By the way, if anybody out there has guest ideas, and I thank you for the call, Roland, you can email robd@infowars.com. We're always looking for guest ideas. We want to hear what you guys have to say if you have ideas for the show. It's myspace.com/Jason Burmis. It's going to be a pretty big open forum over at my new blog spot, infowarrior.infowars.com. So, you know, we want you guys to be a part of this show. You know, this is a new 3-hour show every night, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central Time. And, of course, we broadcast live at prisonplanet.tv all 3 hours as well. All right, let's keep jumping through your calls. Let's go to Tim in South Carolina. Tim, what's on your mind?
Burmis, brother, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Not bad. I'm totally with you on the Zeitgeist thing, man. I hope you can get him on and really address those issues because it is way out there at the end of that film.
Yeah, you know what? He's a talented filmmaker. A lot of it contains truths. Unfortunately, the direction that it goes in towards the end of the movie is just, to me, it's disingenuous. Because anybody that's looked into this stuff knows that, for instance, there's an us against them. And to downplay that is, it's almost criminal.
Right. Well, I had a call in a few callers ago. You were talking about confronting the bankers.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty ironic. I live in South Carolina, and Ben Bernanke was in South Carolina on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with the Carolina 9/11 Truth down here.
Awesome.
And we went down there, and I showed up, and I had no idea what to expect. Mm-hmm. Did not get the confrontation we were looking for. I remember back when We Are Change, I think it was Nate, confronted Greenspan.
Which was a great, great, great confrontation. It's in 9/11
Amazing.
Chronicles. Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, definitely was hoping for something along those lines, but didn't get the confrontation we were looking for. But I tell you what, I've heard it said that, you know, when you encounter somebody of high level or that's extremely wicked, they tend to emanate evil. Well, I can tell you, Bernanke walked through a line with a bunch of cameras, and he walked about 3 feet in front of me, and I can vouch for that. It's the first time I've ever been that close to that level of corruption, but the man emanated evil without a doubt. It was incredible.
Yeah, Alex Jones used to talk about when he saw Ann Coulter in 2004 at the Republican National Convention, and he just felt like, he saw, like, what a scary demon woman she really was. I thank you for the call, Tim. You know, unfortunately, you know, listen, there's an energy about people. I don't want to get into chakras and, you know, karma and all this other, you know, stuff that I do truly believe is nonsense. But I think there is something to be said about the law of attraction. And, you know, you do pulse a certain energy or frequency or whatever you want to say. If you want to be positive in your life, if you want to work towards things, you can do that. You know, you obviously have to overcome some of this negativity and this negative energy out there, but you can do it. It's all about your mindset and your ability to take that mindset and the will to do something, to go out there and make a difference, make a change. All right, let's jump to Ian in Oregon. Ian, what's on your mind?
No, it's actually a perfect segue here. First off, I want to say great show. It's my first time listening to you, but you know, I think that you know, your whole style is kind of a lot more palatable to you know, more people. Alex kind of comes off a little hot sometimes, you know?
Oh, you're going to be fired up. I hear you. And again, it's different strokes for different folks. We're not here to preach to the choir. You know, that's why I have my little blog spot. It doesn't have the hardcore stories, but I hope I can be a little funny. A little bit more where, you know, you email that to a friend, they read it, they check it out, and they're like, wow, this is true. And maybe they tune into the free radio show. Hopefully we can expand our audience. That's what this is all about, my man.
Yeah, great. Well, anyway, my question, I know this is kind of not really the thing that, Alex would normally touch on, but I was just going to ask your take on the whole reptilian race
theory. I did touch on this earlier in the week, actually. Here's my deal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I hosted Jones' show on Friday, and I took a lot of callers, and there's a lot of people calling in, you know, the Vatican's behind everything, and then there's those people that think the Zionists are behind everything, and then there's those racists out there that just want to say the Jews are evil and we should hang every single one of them, you know, those kind of people. But then there's also this subgroup that reads David Icke, and David Icke is probably about 90% accurate in the fact that you can look at what he says, look up, you know, the source articles or the information that he's citing, and it's real, okay? Icke's also a very good speaker. He was also a public figure in the UK prior to, you know, writing all these books and becoming this international bestseller and speaker. Now, you look at the evidence there, and there is a compelling amount of circumstantial evidence with the Sumerian texts and, you know, the Egyptians and all that other stuff. Now, but then you get into this other point where you're kind of having to rely on these eyewitness accounts that aren't on camera, that aren't on tape. You know what I'm saying? So you have to rely on these people that are telling you this story, and you don't know what the circumstances are in this story, whether they're being drugged, whether they're, you know, mind control does exist. You know, we know about the MKUltra projects here, whether they're being genuine or not. Okay, so I've never seen, you know, somebody shapeshift into a lizard person. I know there's a couple of YouTube videos out there. I've seen them, and they're garbage. Okay, there's not one real, you know, quote-unquote reptoid transformation article. Now, I saw someone trashing me because I said this, and I said, you know, I just can't buy into the reptoids from the fourth dimension without seeing real evidence, without seeing something like that. And then he said, well, you need to check out string theory. And listen, dimensions totally exist. You know, we are in a dimension. Right now, they say that the fourth dimension, for instance, is time. And there's all these sorts of string theories that there's infinite universes and infinite possibilities within those universes, and that we can only see on a certain light spectrum and frequencies and all that jive. And I'm a big proponent into studying into, you know, those light spectrums and those frequencies, because those frequencies are real. I mean, there's a film out there called Esoteric Agenda. I'm not into all of it, but there's a lot of good information in it. And one of the points is he's sending a frequency underneath like a drum set or a table, and he has all these little metal particles that you would see in like a Etch-a-Sketch, you know, and they conform to the different frequencies, and they all have these different mathematical patterns that you can see right away from this metal. It forms to the frequency. So that's out there. But then you take it, you know, there's a lot of great mysteries out there that you just can't really pinpoint what's going on. I think UFOs are one of them. You know, I'm not one of those proponents that say the little gray aliens are going to take us over, but I'm not one of those guys that says that life on other planets isn't possible. But I don't necessarily equate that with the UFO phenomenon. And it seems like, you know, all the people that are talking about reptilians or grays, they always bring the UFOs in. They want to bring it into the New World Order. It's all circumstantial evidence. We stick to what we can prove here. And quite frankly, with the reptoid thing, you know, if it really is that far down the rabbit hole, number one, I'm going to need a lot more to convince me. And number two, if that's the real deal, we're in some seriously deep doo-doo. I mean, it is on another level where it's like, until we actually expose some of these guys anyway and take the banking system back and take our government back with the three branches and checks and balances, we shouldn't even be concerned with these rantings and ramblings. It's almost counterproductive. And that's not a bash on Icke. You know, he's done a great job waking people up. That's a bash on people that sit there and criticize people like me or Alex Jones for not covering it, or saying that we're covering something up, or saying that, you know, we're being disingenuous, or we're outright wrong. The evidence just isn't there. You know, again, you show me the hardcore stuff and I'll cover it. I've got no problem covering it. One of my favorite websites, in fact, I want to get him on. Joseph Skelton does cremationofcare.com, and it's mostly police state and Bohemian Grove and New World Order. But they'll touch upon that subject matter every once in a while. But he's very cautious about it, and I respect him for that.
And, you know, I'm kind of on the same line as you are as far as...
Go ahead, man. Finish it up.
Just as far as... So, I can't prove it. I just like to kind of consider it a metaphor, and, you know, there are evil people that want to control us.
Exactly. And, you know, exactly. Ian, I thank you so much for the call. We're going to go to Aaron, Matt, Mike, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the winner, bishop
tells the king his lies.
Maybe you're a mourner, maybe you deserve to die.
It's the Info Warrior, and we are back taking your calls. Guys, if you missed it, if you're just tuning in, I can't reiterate it enough. Lawyers see global forum to handle Madoff cases. They need to bring in a new global banking court, this new world order type system, headed by the same bankers that are bending us over right now, to try the Bernie Madoff case. That's what this is about. This whole global forum to handle Madoff case. Yeah, it's about global government. Let's say it with me, kids. It's about global government. It's not about bringing Bernie Madoff to justice. I guarantee you that. Bernie Madoff right now is kicking back cocktails with a bunch of hookers, okay? He's living large, baby. His wife, yeah. Yeah, that's where he hides his money. He doesn't care about his wife. He cares about Bernie and Bernie's big bucks. And the globalists care about the New World Order. And that's why they're going to use the Bernie Madoff case to bring it on in. All right, let's continue with your calls. I believe we are on Aaron in Minnesota. Aaron, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man.
Yeah. I really like that you got your show.
Thank you.
I actually am a friend of yours on MySpace, and I was saying, you know, it'd be great if you did get your show. And voila, 2 months later, you got a show.
Hey. Yeah.
Actually, I want to ask you kind of a personal question. How and when did you wake up, and, you know, what are some of the things that you've started, or what did you start learning,
mm-hmm.
or how did you start learning some of the stuff that you've gotten into
sure.
now?
Basically, and I thank you for the call, man, because this is going to be a long story. Started off 2002, a little bit after the attacks on 9/11, was in shock. Initially, thought it didn't make sense on the first day. There was a couple things that I questioned. It looked like the buildings had been blown up. I thought they had blamed Bin Laden a little too early, but I got suckered into this mainstream media hype. I got suckered into the 24-hour news network. You know, I was just all about it. I mean, when they stopped playing it all the time on, you know, the main stations, I turned to MSNBC and Fox News, really for the first time, you know, in extended periods. I mean, I really started to watch these things. And it wasn't until about, I believe, 6 months later, I went to my old high school, which was about 50 miles away from where I was living, where I went to college. And some of my friends had become teachers, and other teachers there would also participate in this men's night basketball game. You know, we'd get together, shoot some hoops, and it was fun. So I go there with my buddy, and I go into my old locker room. And in the urinals of the locker room, and this is a school for 12 to 18-year-olds, in other words, 8th grade and on, you know, little guys. And I graduated with 55 kids, folks. I mean, this is a small-time school. Everybody knows who everybody is. Small-time school. And in the urinals is Osama bin Laden's face, and it says Operation Enduring Freedom. And I just couldn't believe the amount of propaganda. I was like, this guy better have done it. Period, amen. And somewhere in there before that, my grandfather had died, and my uncle had actually mentioned that we knew about 9/11. It kind of just blew him off. And my uncle is probably one of the smartest people that have ever come across me in my life. I really didn't know him that well because he was out on the West Coast. I'd only met him a couple times. My other uncle, Nick, had kind of alluded to some of these things before but never said something like, we knew about 9/11. He told me that Oklahoma City was planned. You know, I wasn't buying it, you know, but he put that seed in my head. You know, I'm like, okay, Uncle Sal, sure. See, people do that to me, but that seed was in my head. So right there when I saw this in the urinal, I decided I need to make sure that Osama bin Laden did this and that they're not hiding anything from us. So I go home. And I just want this complete timeline of that day. So I look for this timeline, and I find www.911timeline.net by Mark R. Elsis. 40-page synopsis, 12 a.m. to 12 a.m. on September 11th, and there were just so many anomalies that I kind of fell down this rabbit hole. Okay, so 9/11 is the first thing I start looking into. I start getting into, you know, Kazan, Morpheus, and downloading all these news clips, burning them to disk and showing people all these anomalies, physical and otherwise. And then I come across Alex Jones's Road to Tyranny. And I see that, and it blows my mind, and I want to prove it wrong. And I try to, but I confirm 90% of that information. So then I really started what, you know, We Are Change and Truth Action and all these other great groups do. Even before DVD-Rs were popular, I was getting CD-Rs and burning these files to CD and telling people to watch this on their computers and begging them, giving them websites, the whole nine. I guess you could say, you know, aside from VHS tapes, I was one of these original info warriors. And really, it just progressed into, you know, who are these guys after seeing Road to Tyranny? What are they up to? And I have just, you know, dived headfirst into this subject matter. You know, from the New World Order to the occult they believe in to the boys they raped at the Franklin cover-up, man. I mean, it just never ends. And these guys are evil. And somebody's got to step up to the plate. I mean, seriously, are we just going to let them rape the country and little kids? It's not my style. I'm the Info Warrior, and I'll be back after this to take your calls. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution.
Alright folks, we're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We got loaded phone lines. It's 866-582-9933. Hopefully we're going to get all these done in the next half an hour, so let's blitz through them. Let's go to Matt in California. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey Jason, how you doing?
Good, man.
Great show so far. I really
like what you're doing.
I think it was your second show, and you had a caller come on and talk about Paxil.
Okay, yeah, he said he'd been on Paxil since, I think, the mid-90s, and he's been unable to kick it, and he just said that he tried to kick it a couple times cold turkey, and he would get what felt like electric shocks through his body that were just more painful than anything you could imagine.
Well, let me tell you, I was on Ambien sleep medication, I was on Xanax anti-anxiety medication, and Paxil, and I went cold turkey off all three of those at one time, and I didn't really research about the shocks to the head, but when your caller talked about that, I researched it, and there you can go on YouTube, and there are people just sitting in front of their computers, just, you know, doing webcam stuff, just talking about it, and I wouldn't you know wish those shocks to the head.
So you've experienced them too.
Oh, it is the most horrific feeling. Usually, what would happen is when you look with your eyes, not your head. But you'd move your eyes left to right, and the shock would center your eyes forward.
Wow.
It is, and I
got a little ridicule for covering that, by the way. A few people said, oh, you're not a doctor, and how dare you, and everything else. And I'm not trying to be a doctor here, but when I now have multiple callers telling me when they try to kick these drugs that they're having shock pains worse than a migraine, they feel like a dagger in your skull when they try to get off them. Were you able to successfully get off them, by the way, Matt?
Yeah, I was, and it was 2 weeks, and I didn't have any real, I had support here, but not really with getting off the drug. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I was literally, on my bed curled up into a ball for 2 weeks. I mean, it was, you were unable to really function like a human being. But just in closing, all these pharmaceuticals are all about dehumanization, because when it all comes down to it, those drugs change your identity.
Mm-hmm. And they say that
you are not a human being anymore, or you're not the human being you are once you completely twist and contort your mind with these drugs. I mean, I don't remember much about when I was on those drugs, but I remember the woman's face that gave it to me, and it's a just straight Western doctor not caring what they're prescribing these people, and that drug is awful. I mean, it increases suicide. I mean, it is.
That's correct.
It did nothing to me. And once I got off the drug, I finally realized, what Jones talks about. He talks about, hey, go see somebody that's doing worse off than you, or do something for somebody else. And that's what you need to do. You need to empower yourself and empower your soul. And those pharmaceuticals only dehumanize you. And
damn straight.
Other than that, man. Good.
Yo, God bless you, bro. Great caller. Thank you. Yo, that's exactly right. This why me society. Why me? Why me? Why me? You got to start looking at the bigger picture. I mean, there's going to be a lot of why me's coming up when they start losing their houses and their jobs. And it's already happening. Why me? Why me? But you look at these third world nations. You look at a Chinese dictatorship. You watch Walmart, the high cost, the low prices. And I don't know how you can be why me. I mean, we've got it pretty damn good here still. I'm still able to get up on this radio show, rant and rave about whatever I want. It ain't like that in other countries. I lose my hands, my head, you name it. Yeah, very publicly, without care. So, we still have a voice, and we got to take that why me attitude and really make it a why not me. In the fact that we can make a change, a real change, not this, hope you voted for. Or the, yes, we can. Yes, we can. In fact, do we have the Obama deception trailer? Let's do it up. Because I look at some of these brainwashed ladies in the audience. And like, Obama! Obama! I can't take it. We're going to go to the Obama deception. It drops March 15th. Then we're going to go to Mike in California, Mike in Milwaukee, and Greg in Canada. It's the Info Warrior. Hit it.
On March 15th, a carefully crafted corporate fraud will be exposed, and a vicious hoax will be revealed to the people of the world.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here to save the planet Earth.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong.
Yes, we can.
Obama's health care plan will include coverage of all essential medical services.
Yes, we can.
Obama is a cruel hoax. He works for Wall Street. He's an agent of finance capital.
Where did you come up with the number $700 billion? Here's the Treasury spokeswoman's quote. It's not based on any particular data point. We just really wanted to come up with a really big number.
To Democrats and Republicans who've opposed this plan, I say, step up to the plate.
A few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
Secretary Henry Paulson is no George Washington.
I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashkari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
The old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
Robert Gates is going to remain on the job as defense secretary for at least a year.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We see you causing a depression so you can blow out the economy and consolidate it and bankrupt it. We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
The Obama deception on March 15th. The people strike back.
And there you have it. Drops March 15th only at PrisonPlanet.tv, and you will be able to get it in the highest of quality, DivX style. I promise you that. All right, let's keep going through your calls. Let's hit up Mike in California. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. Calling to say thanks to you and Alex and all you guys do. It's really good.
Thank you.
And I'm out here in California and just wanted to kind of talk about what's going on out here. It's kind of a, I don't know, you know, I can't compare it to what you guys are going through in other parts of the country, but like, it just seems so quiet out here. No one really is really aware of it, you know, too
much. What part of California are you in?
Northern California.
Okay, so
the Bay Area.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you definitely have to search people out. There are those groups, and usually in bigger cities, you have more of a chance to network, but in a small community, you got to take the initiative and the opportunity. I mean, if you're a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're watching this now, you know, you have the ability to download Alex's films, my films, burn them to disc, share them. You know, you can still have, you know, movie night. You know, you can
right.
get the guys together for poker and maybe put
a
radio show on in the background. There's a lot of ways to kind of subvert it. I remember, you know, way before I was doing this show, when I was just listening to the Alex Jones show, I had my own office for the first time. It was like, yeah, I got a desk job. Awesome. But in the desk job, I would crank Jones for, you know, most of the workday. I mean, in New York, it ran from 11 to 2, so it was a 3-hour shift, and I was always to work way before 11, and I was always there after 2. So, you know, I was the guy doing the graphics, so everybody else would have to run in to the printer, or they'd have to come talk to me. And every time they'd listen to Alex, they'd be like, who's that, Rush Limbaugh? And I'm like,
right.
why don't you just listen to it for a minute?
Right.
You see if it's Rush Limbaugh. And they'd hear it, and I reached out to some people. Some people definitely laughed in my face. One of them was a guy named Robert. But then, you know, 2 weeks later, or not 2 weeks, probably 2 months later after I got him to listen to that and I got involved in Loose Change, you know, his kid was watching my movie in his high school history class.
Yeah.
So, you know, that made his jaw kind of drop that we were able to have such an effect in a short period of time. I mean, there are ways to reach people even if you are in a small community, my man.
Right, right. And I'm trying, and, like, that's funny that you mentioned that, is, like, I at first I was trying, and I literally got people laughing at me, and, you know, it felt pretty bad, but, you know, it just after keep trying, and finally I got a friend, I told him about Fabled Enemies, which was the first one, and then, like, a week later I got the call, and he was just, like, man, he was blown away. So it definitely, I mean, that was only, I've only recruited one person, so, but I'm still working on it, and, you know, I'm making copies, and hopefully once Obama deception comes
out. Well, Fabled Enemies is a really good icebreaker for people, you know.
Yeah.
It's not as hardcore as maybe a Loose Change because it doesn't go into the physical anomalies, but it does a great job of showing
right.
you this international intelligence cartel and that a shadow government does exist. It's not
right.
just in Bond movies, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I never get to plug that. Guys, you want to help me out, you want to support me, I could use you buying some copies of Fabled Enemies and handing them out, making copies. I mean, that's what supports the operation here. Mike, I thank you for the call.
Yep.
Let's go to the next Mike in Milwaukee. Mike, what's on your mind? Yes, sir.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Jason. I have a quick question for
sure.
you. When you said earlier that you believe in the law of attraction, were you referring to that movie, What the Bleep Do We Know Anyhow?
Oh, are you talking about which movie? You talking about The Secret?
The Secret. Yeah, that one.
Well, sort of. Listen, The Secret also promotes a lot of New Age philosophy that I'm not into. You know what I mean?
Okay, thank you. That was my question.
Absolutely. Listen. Every time I try to have a disclaimer for people. I do not buy into the fact that we're all going to think something's going to happen and it's going to come true. What I do buy into the fact is that if you set a vision, you set a goal, whether you create a vision board or not, you know what I mean? You stay positive, you stay focused, and you work towards that goal, eventually those things will happen to you, and that is the law of attraction. I mean, you are constantly sending this, whether you know it or not, you know, and you're thinking about something. I mean, that's what brought me here, man. I mean, I'm a pizza guy who did graphics, okay? And now I'm a filmmaker, and I'm a radio talk show host because I was the guy that wouldn't shut up at parties. I was the guy handing out these films. That's, you know, before I was making them. And now I'm making them and I'm still handing them out. You know, I really do believe that there is, you know, some kind of energy out there that you project and that you can harness. I mean, again, I don't like to usually go with dictator quotes, but Hitler was dead on when he said, you know, one of the most, the biggest things you have to fear is a man's will. Because when they have the will, everything else comes. And you have to have the will. You know, someone like Alex Jones, who's here sometimes 14 hours a day, has the will to just keep going. He's a machine, man.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You're not going to see that in everybody. And he projects, you know, whether you love him or hate him, he projects this energy and he has a very focused goal and, you know, a focused message. And he's able to reach all these people, whether you like it or not. And I think that's more of what, you know, the law of attraction is rather than this like guru type attitude that's taken in The Secret. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, and I just wanted to address the inverse of this principle is that what about the people, say the innocent children in Africa or any mm-hmm. impoverished nation? I mean, they didn't ask for this New World Order. They didn't put out this vibe. Mm-hmm. They didn't want this tyranny upon them.
Sure.
And so I'm just saying that it rains on the good and the wicked alike, and just I'm glad.
But you know what? I would say this, though. You know what? Those people in Africa are also born and raised with the mentality that that's the way it's going to be. You know what I mean? You're kind of indoctrinated into the situation that you're in a third world nation and you'll be able to eat, you'll be lucky to eat like three times a week. You accept
sure,
that situation?
You could argue that we deserve the government we got because of what we did and our inaction and our apathy. You could mm-hmm. say the same thing of us.
Sure.
I mean, absolutely.
I think that's part of it, though, don't you? I mean, isn't part of it that this society is more concerned with American Idol and their iPhone than they are with what's going on with this banking crisis and what's going on overseas? I mean, that's just a fact.
You're preaching to the choir here on that one.
Oh, I agree there, man. And that's why, but you know what? That's why we do this radio show, is to try to open up to people that aren't in this choir. You know what I mean? And we're all going to disagree at some point. That's another thing
absolutely.
That I love. You know, no one's perfect. No one's 100% right. I'm especially not 100% right. You know, it's called being human. No one is going to be 100% right. I mean, once somebody is infallible and correct about everything, it's almost like they achieve godhood. So it's true, you know, and that's why I like to hear other voices. I like to hear other opinions. You know, I try to be clear about what I'm saying, but at the same time, man, I'm a 29-year-old guy who likes to watch The Simpsons and kick back to UFC. You know what I'm saying? This is all very big for me too, and I understand the enormity of it and even the responsibility someone like myself has to the masses now, because I'm kind of a public figure in this movement. I thank you for the call, Mike. Thank you so much. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I do got two other callers. Let's go to Greg in Canada. Greg, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. How you doing tonight?
Good, man.
Okay, I was just wondering, you brought up Bill Cooper the last time you're on the show. He's one of my idols. He's one of my favorites. Was one of my favorite people. And you called him out. I just want you to give me your thoughts on Bill Cooper.
All right,
there.
Well, you know, I kind of take the position that Mark Dice took. And I think it was either Monday or Tuesday we had Mark on. It might have been Tuesday. Hold on 1 second. And basically, Bill Cooper had a lot of good information. You know, Behold a Pale Horse is really a cult classic. Brought a lot of people into
the definitive. It's before you even got into it. You
oh,
said
yeah,
you got
way more. I mean, I think it was...
Way
you know,
before
I think,
you.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and no one's arguing that, but I think it was like an 80s book. I'm pretty sure I think it was late 80s it was published. And like
yeah,
I said...
Late 80s, early 90s, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like 88, 87, somewhere around there. And like I said, it was this cult classic book. It brought a lot of people into awareness about one world government and the new world order. However, it's sprinkled with the things that I talked about earlier with this other caller. It's sprinkled with this UFO phenomenon, and it's...
this is one thing that Alex Jones... And InfoWars doesn't touch on. It doesn't touch on UFOs.
Yeah, but again, that we don't touch... Hold on, man. I'm going to give you your chance here. I'm not cutting you off. You know, I'm trying to answer here. You know, we don't touch on that kind of stuff because there's no proof one way or the other that anything's going on there other than a cover-up. You know, people like to make jumps in logic that it's these gray aliens or it's reptoids or it's shapeshifters or it's Palladians. I mean, I could go on. You know, but
you can't deny that that's... That is out there. That information is there.
Well, no one's denying. Again, that's not something
everyone.
Yeah, but dude, that's not something I'm denying. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that information is out there. We just don't go there because you can't prove it.
Okay. You know, have to put that into some sort of... you have to put that in some sort of place where you guys are coming from.
I think the place that we're coming from is, again, yeah, is there a cover-up regarding UFOs and technology? Absolutely. The last public aircraft that they put out that they said that they were working on was the stealth bomber in the late 70s. You would have to be ignorant. Okay. To think that there is not some kind of an ulterior program or that UFOs don't exist. There's enough videos and photographic evidence, but as to what they are and who controls them and what the agenda is, it's up in the air. Now, Mark Dice, who came on and was very critical of Bill Cooper, one of the reasons was that he talks about the Bilderberg Group, right? And now he's one of the first people to get that information out there, and I thank him for that. But at the same time, he said the Bilderberg Group meets once a year at the bottom of a submarine where they can't be surveilled. Man, that's, you know, that's not right, because we went to the Bilderberg meetings. That is disinfo. But it's in his book. That's what I'm saying. Okay, that is complete disinfo. And it's in his book. So, again, nobody's perfect. But at the same time, Bill Cooper, in some of these radio shows, he went after other Patriot hosts. Again, not, everybody's not going to be 100% on everything. But I see people by the fruits of their work. We've got one other caller. Greg, I thank you for the call. I hope you call back next week. We can discuss it more if you like. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Infowarrior.infowars.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Final segment. And wrapping up with that William Cooper bit, you know, guy came at me kind of hostile. Not going to lie. You know, I'm not trying to take William Cooper's place or, you know, try to, you know, be the head of anything. I'm just trying to put information out there. And, you know, you gotta, I mean, another thing that's in Bill Cooper's book, folks, and that you could never ever verify is that he says that he's seen a videotape of, you know, the aliens showing that these high government ranking officials, the crucifixion of Jesus and their claim that Jesus was one of them. I can't make this stuff up. It's in the book. You know, so did Bill Cooper bring a lot of people into the New World Order movement or anti-New World Order movement? Yes. Did he have somewhat of a positive impact? Yes. Did he put out a lot of disinformation, stuff that we know is not true? Unfortunately, yes. Did he do so maliciously or purposely? I don't know that. You know, I'm not here to say that. I'm not here to bring people down. I mean, Bill Cooper was one of the first people to talk about HIV being a bioengineered virus by the government. He did a lot of good work. You know, we're not here to attack the guy, but I can't support everything that he says either. So I'm not trying to pull anybody down. I want people to look at everything that I do. I'm not 100%. Like I said, you know, we have to have these checks on each other. You know, that doesn't mean you maliciously attack somebody. That means you point out, hey, this can't be true because. And you do so in a respectful and thorough manner. All right, let's go to our last caller of the evening, Mario in California. Mario, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Jason? How's the deal going, man?
It's going good, man. It's going good.
Cool. Hey, one of the coolest things Bill Cooper said was that the taxes in America were actually just a gauge to see how docile everybody is here.
No, I like that. He was very anti-IRS and anti-federal income tax, and a lot of people say he paid for his life because of that. Continue.
I see that. So, kind of piggybacking on that, building number 7,
mm-hmm.
was this a gauge to see how docile people are, you know, or was it supposed to go down, and then did they just let it not go down? Did it accidentally not go down? And if it didn't go down, you know, I think that there may even be some higher purpose trying to show the people.
That's a good point. You know, is it that we're so docile that we're not going to notice that a 47-story skyscraper was blown up in the middle of Manhattan? That's a possibility. I'm not one of the guys that thinks that that plane that supposedly went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, may have been headed towards the World Trade Center Building 7, or that that may have been another target. Those are possibilities. I don't know if they're probabilities. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they had the media hype so badly. Dude, they had the media hype so badly that day that I didn't even realize Building 7 went down until months later in the significance, and I watched it go down later that afternoon. I honestly, the first time I saw it on September 11th. You know what I remember saying to myself? Wow, I wonder how many more buildings are going to go down.
Right.
That's how brainwashed I was at that point. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, man, is that it seems like, I mean, the rest of it went down so smoothly to think that there would have had to been some, I mean, because obviously there were bombs flying in the building, so there would have to been some technical malfunction to happen to let the other ones go down and then this one go down. And I'm saying I think that it might like be the same type of situation that he was talking about with the taxes. Obviously, that's a crime. These other crimes, and they just want to commit it right in front of people's faces.
Dude, they're putting mercury in the high fructose corn syrup, dude. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. They're putting bird flu in the anti-bird flu vaccination, and it's all public, and we all slurp it down. They're putting fluoride in the water. I mean, I don't know what else. I don't know how more brainwashed we get. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're here.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Are you going to have Freeman on?
You know what? I want to get him on about a movie called The Holy Mountain, and I'm hoping to have him on for about an hour just to discuss the occultic symbolism and the esoteric meaning of that film. The Holy Mountain, if you can stomach it, it is one of the most intriguing movies nobody knows about. And Mario, check it out. I think you'd find that to be an intriguing show. So what did we learn today, kiddies? They're going to use Madoff to bring in a new global banking court system. Believe it or not, it's right here with the Info Warrior and Jason Vermes. Infowarrior.infowars.com and, of course, prisonplanet.tv. See y'all tomorrow night.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.